88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, joining me every Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Here we are, 2021, and we started a new topic last week. Family conflict is normal. It's the repair that matters. Love it.
Yes, and today we're talking about how do we begin to strengthen the family fabric. In a small Canadian study, researchers examined how parents of 4 to 7 year old children strengthened, harmed, or repaired their relationships with their kids. Parents said that their relationships with their children were strengthened by what we call horizontal exchanges, like playing together, negotiating, taking turns, compromising, having fun, or sharing intimate moments. In other words, respecting and enjoying one another.
Okay.
On the other hand, their relationships were harmed by an over-reliance on power and authority and by techniques like stonewalling, which is really the silent treatment. Mm-hmm. So when these missteps happened, parents repaired and restored the intimacy by expressing warmth and affection, talking about what happened, and apologizing for their part. This modeling of strengthening, harming, and repairing can help you think about your own family interactions. When a family relationship is already positive, there's this foundation of trust and a belief in the good intentions of others. If you're thinking, well, do we have enough of that fabric built into our families? Here's some simple ways that you could start to build this horizontal positive interaction. Spending special time with each of your children is a great way to do this. This is a 5 to 15 minute time period where the parent sets aside their own agenda, pauses being a teacher, and allows their child to lead the play interaction. The second piece is to start saying the things you appreciate out loud. Take moments to practice gratitude together. These things can start to build that trust foundation.
Great information.
And then the other thing, Mike, that's really important is that our children are waiting to reconnect with us. They want it so bad. And so watch for any tiny bits for repair. So sometimes we have so much on our minds that we may miss the look, the gesture, or the glance that our child shows that they really want to reconnect. Normalize requests like, I need a repair, or can we have a redo? In our home, we have a redo button. It's imaginary, but I always think of the Staples button.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking of when you mentioned that.
And at any time we can call and say, I'd like a redo, and we can just start the exchange again.
That's great.
Yeah, so again, we want to support our children and ourselves with ready scripts, easy entries into repair after harm has happened. So again, what strengthens our family fabric is the stuff we do outside of conflict, where we enjoy and respect each other. But if harm happens, that we have a good repair routine in our home.
I like that. Some great information to get that fabric even stronger. I love it, Kimberly.
Mike.
Thank you very much. EckertCenter.com. You can find out about Kimberly and her team. And of course, we've got great staff and 2 locations.
That's right. So north and south, making it easy for families. Again, we are an essential service. So in-person appointments are still possible, but we also have video services. And Faye Gosnell, she is our family therapist here at Eckert Center, and she is phenomenal. So if you would like to strengthen your family fabric, she is a wonderful, wonderful resource for your family to connect with.
Beautiful. And of course, Kimberly and her team offering a blessing each week with a free consultation that we'll give to caller number?
Let's go with caller number four today.
Caller four, right now, 403-276-8888. Much appreciated, Kimberly, and we'll continue this great family topic next Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike.